God Gave Me Feet for Dancing on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. That was the Ezra Collective featuring Yasmin Lacey. Thanks for another song. I'm learning a lot about you through the songs that you pick, and I'm also hearing a lot of songs that I didn't know.
Yeah, I was hoping so I could share some new ones.
My name is Nick. I'm here with Chantal Watts. Thank you so much for being here and picking all the music today. If you would like to hear any of these songs again, there's two things you can do. You can go to WPRK.org. That has all of the playlists for all of the shows on WPRK, so you can always see what we're playing here. But you can also go to a website called toacertaindegree.com. And then once I put out, start putting up the podcast from this radio show. Why am I having trouble with words all of a sudden? It's like I ran out of words. No, we still have another half hour, so I can't be done. And I come up with more words.
You've got this.
Got it.
Yeah.
You can find this playlist. I'll put it out there for people to listen to. How do you, when you're working, because you're producing news.
Yes.
You're writing scripts, you're listening to pitches, you are probably watching packages. Do you listen to music?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Okay. But I listen to more instrumentals
with
no words.
Yeah.
So I constantly have music on in the background, but it doesn't always have words, especially if I'm deep in script writing where I'm having to put my own words.
Right.
I can't have words in my ears and words trying to come out of my fingers. So, a lot of heavy on the instrumentals, a lot of composers like Hans Zimmer, like a lot of just wordless rhythms.
Yeah. So like movie soundtracks, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I want to talk about some events that are coming up. So at the Community Paper, we do a calendar in the center of every issue that comes out monthly. We also do a weekly email that comes out and has all the relevant events that are coming up. And we're pretty good, I think, at curating them. Mm-hmm. We try to do a good job of not putting every single event that's happening around Orlando.
That's
overwhelming. It's just too much.
Yeah.
So it's family friendly for the most part. It is going to be fun stuff. We try to keep it for the most part free or not too expensive. But when an event comes up, like a big fundraiser, we'll also feature that as well. So I wanted to talk about a few of those, but I wanted to see as a parent, as someone who is a parent, you're a parent. Man, this is hard to say because
you've got it. I believe
you're a parent. You're here.
Yes.
And you also have a child.
I do.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So we're going to go that way. I used to start planning the weekends for me and the kids like on Wednesday.
Okay.
And looking at everything that was going on. So we had our usual stuff that we did. And so that would be include like going to Toys R Us. I pretty much convinced the kids that they owned all of the toys at Toys R Us. We just left them.
You're aging
there.
Yourself with the Toys R Us.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Because they didn't fit in our house. So we just kept all the toys at Toys R Us.
We're going to go to your playroom,
right,
which is the Toys R Us.
Exactly. You're going to do the little Thomas the Train thing. You're going to get sit in the cars. They're not going to go anywhere, but you just get to sit in the cars.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go on to the next thing. So I was always looking for, is there a free day at Lou Gardens?
Sure.
Or is there something going on at Mead? Or is there something going on around town that would be interesting for us to all go through as a family? And I was wondering, like, I almost miss doing that process, but my kids are older now. Like, I wouldn't be doing it for myself. I'm wondering if there's – would you think that, you know, oh, here's a list of events that are curated by Nick – for the weekend for families.
Sure.
Or something along those lines. Like, you know, if you want to keep it light, here's something going on just Saturday, but here are four other things that you might want to attend.
Right.
And then because I like to overcomplicate things, I could also come up with a playlist of songs you could listen to.
While you're doing the thing.
While you're going to and fro and things of that nature. I know Spotify is problematic on a number of levels, but let's face it, that's what everybody uses for playlists and stuff like that. Do you think you would do that? Would you be my test case? I'll come up with a itinerary for you guys.
It would have to be Saturdays.
I would, and I have to do it soon because you're going out of town soon.
We're leaving for the summer.
Yeah.
So tick, tick.
So let's go through. Why don't you tell me out of the ones that I picked for this show, these events, like which ones appeal to you the most? Which ones you think you might like. So coming up Friday, May 8th, I love these guys because they are so pretty to look at, but also deadly. I could be talking about anything, right? But I am talking about bromeliads. The Bromeliad Society of Central Florida is doing a plant sale actually this weekend. So it's starting Friday, but it's also on Saturday over in the Fashion Square Mall parking lot. I'm not sure which one. I'm sure it's probably the on the one facing Colonial Drive.
Probably.
But you can drive around just Fashion Square.
Do a lap.
Yeah. And see all the empty spaces there. But how do you feel about bromeliads?
I don't like bromeliads personally.
Oh, okay.
And it might just be because I feel like people who like bromeliads go too far with it.
Oh, okay.
And so I have multiple homes in my neighborhood where the entire yard is bromeliads. I'm like, it's too much.
Are you sure? Have you checked on those neighbors and made sure that the bromeliads haven't
just consumed them?
Just like inserted themselves. You can kind of see a bromeliad growing out of the back of their heads.
I have not.
You may want to check on that.
Ooh, you're not. Maybe that's
why there is a bromeliad society.
They've all been taken over by the bromeliads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is we're doing some investigative reporting here too. All right. Saturday,
going on.
May 9th. I know you're a healthy person, but there's you love the earth, mm-hmm. and it's also Mother's Day. So Winter Park has basically taken all those things and smushed them into one event.
Yes.
So there's a Run for the Trees. It's the Jeanette Genius McKean Memorial 5K mm-hmm. that's happening around Ward Park in the morning. And then during that same time as the run, and then when the run is over, they'll be doing a Mother's Day and Earth Day celebration. So there'll be all sorts of events and vendors and stuff going on. And that's from 8 to 11 also at Ward Park in Winter Park. How do you feel about that?
So I love the run. My family generally does the run in some form or fashion every year. This will actually be our first year that we're not.
Oh, okay.
But as far as like the Mother's Day, Earth Day, I love the concept. Again, it would be too overwhelming for me, far too many people. But I think it's great to just have one massive celebration.
Interesting.
For Mother Earth and the mothers.
I might have you curate a list of things to do over the weekend for people who
can't handle a little overwhelmed by the crowds. Too, it's too much.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love everything about that. Another event that's going on Saturday that I would encourage you to go to, this really goes along with our theme for the community paper this month, which is about service and volunteering. Muffins with Mom is happening again over at United Against Poverty. That's from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. And so that'll be an opportunity to have a little snack with Mom, but then also volunteer and create care packages for families in need around Orlando. So you get to celebrate with Mom, but you also get a little bit of volunteerism and service to your local community at the same time.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Over at Lou Gardens on Saturday, May 9th, is Wildlife Day.
Tell me
more.
From
10 to 1. Yeah. So throughout the gardens, visitors will have the opportunity to dive deeper into the natural world through activities and discovery opportunities with Back to Nature, the Brevard Zoo, Gatorland, and Master Beekeeper Chris Stalder. So he's trained the bees. It's like a circus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
They're going to buzz around like a drone show, but
that'd be awesome. They're going to have a little botanical scavenger hunt. If you haven't been, they just created the edible garden there. They just opened that. It's the 65th anniversary of Lou Gardens as well. And so they're celebrating with a bunch of events like this going on, and including the next day, too. They'll do a Mother's Day celebration there as well. And I'm not sure if that's free. It's probably free for moms to get in. But they'll have the Animals Wildlife Day on Saturday and then the Moms on Sunday.
I like it.
Because you don't want to mix the two.
You don't.
You really
don't.
It's
chaotic.
Moms and wild animals just do not agree. Hellcats USA on Saturday. If you can just drop off, this is just a drive-by thing. They're doing a food drive for the immigrant community. They'll be working with a group called Orlando. It's if you're going to Instagram, it's orlando.50501. Mm-hmm. So it's 50-51. It's, I think, 50 states, 50 protests, one purpose. And so that's going on there. Okay, would you do this, a Mother's Day floral arranging class?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Well, and especially because it's, I'm sure we all have like our own seat and station.
Yeah.
You know, you're not packed in like sardines and it's chaotic. So,
oh, it's definitely sardines. We'll be part of that. Dried sardines are part of the floral arranging. It's going to be really weird stuff in this floral arrangement. But that is not going to include sardines. That's going on at the Four Roots Farm campus in the Packing District from 1:30 to 3 on Saturday. I mentioned Mother's Day celebration over at Lou Gardens on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was fun. So one of the markets, it's getting to be summer. So they're switching the way they're doing markets in some cases. Fair the Dog, which is one that happens regularly at Will's Pub, is actually moving to the evening. And so that'll be Wednesday, May 13th from 6 to 11 p.m. over at Will's Pub. You can kind of look at – you can kind of go like this. Oh, you can't really see me. But you can kind of – from there, you can look out onto Mills Avenue with your hands over your eyes like I'm doing, or maybe as binoculars.
Yes.
And kind of start to envision what that crosswalk is going to look like right across the street. And then I just want to throw out – okay, so real quick, a couple of other things.
Yes.
On Thursday, May 14th, have you ever been to the University of Florida Extension Campus?
I have not.
IFAS Extension Campus. So it's over. We did a story about it last month for the Green Issue, and it's an amazing campus. And they have all sorts of free and low-cost classes that you can take. So one that they're doing next Thursday, May 14th, is how to grow microgreens.
Great.
Yeah. So you can go there and learn more about it. They also do a lot of online classes as well. I think this one is in person, though. And then that's from 10 to 11:30. And then that evening, go over to the Mark Street Senior Center. There's a group called Orlando Remembered. It's a storytelling group. They're going to have a bunch of people who have lived here either a long time or know a lot about it, including one of our writers, Logan Lamphere, will be there to tell stories about Orlando and the history of Orlando. That's from 5:30 to 7:30. Okay.
It's a lot of good events.
It's a lot of good events. Yeah. Okay. So you'll come up with your itinerary. I'll come up with mine and we'll put that out there as a thing. I really like that idea.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, great. Chantal Watts, stick around. We've got some trivia coming up. We've got a couple other things to talk about. It's almost time for us to leave, but let's play another song. This is Connor Price and Nick D. Did you pick this because I'm also named Nick?
No, but I love that reasoning. I just wanted to pick it up a little bit. And, you know, we've done really easygoing music up until now.
Oh, so. Is this some dance music?
Well, it's more like hip hop.
Oh, sweet. And this is Caveman on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree.